What started as a minor mechanical fault turned into one of the most significant environmental disasters in recent US history. Investigators later discovered that the derailment was caused by a failed wheel bearing. Security footage from earlier along the route showed sparks and flames beneath one of the train cars well before the accident. Despite passing multiple wayside detectors designed to warn crews about overheating components, the failure went undetected until it was too late. In total, 38 freight cars derailed, 11 of which carried hazardous materials including vinyl chloride, benzene residue, and butyl acrylate. In the immediate aftermath, officials feared a massive explosion from the volatile chemicals inside the tankers. A controversial decision was made to conduct a controlled burn of the vinyl chloride to prevent an uncontrolled blast. But according to the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, this burn was unnecessary. The chemical was already stabilizing and posed no imminent threat. Instead, the controlled release created a towering plume of toxic black smoke and introduced dangerous chemicals into the air, water, and soil. The environmental impact was devastating. Over 43,000 fish and amphibians died in nearby creeks and waterways within days. Residents reported headaches, dizziness, breathing problems, and strange chemical odors. Even CDC investigators became ill during early site assessments. Independent studies later confirmed elevated levels of dangerous pollutants such as benzene, acrolein, and vinyl chloride in the surrounding area, raising serious concerns about long-term health effects.